Welcome to the Vermin Apple Podcast, recordings of live poetry from Dublin.
June 2010. Anne-Marie Ní Curran.
I'm going to read just two short poems from a book called Leave Us Some Unreality. And it features 13 writers from Ireland, the United States and Canada. And I don't have any with me, but if you just put unreality into Google Ireland, it'll come up. House. On that grave, bare soil, I could return completely, feel my way back towards the centre as a blind woman might, with only love as her guide. In the wide open, where not a single thing grows now, the one sure thing is memory. Rooms, nooks, all the cherished holding places survive. The stacked delf, the black trunk brought from America by ship, the box of photographs beneath the table in the high bedroom. I could reach through darkness, find them every time, and know immediately the earth underfoot, where in summer we set out chairs to watch who was coming in, going out at Kithonahy's Hill. Am I the last person to read in the world? The parting might be apt, but that's that, okay. So when he was a young man making love to college girls in civil darkness, she was a child still, crossing borders in the north of Ireland, being blinded by soldiers with pictures pressed like receipts into their wallets, who bore torchlights through car windows at people wanting only home. Guns over shoulders glowed bright as silver prey pulled from foothold traps. This was her life, travelling through unrest into safer territories, until placing a hand on his face, she knew there was no safety in this. And under no rained confetti, no proud shells, no ceremony, they parted lives in a church where birds circled passively in high blue lofts and their own voices echoed in hallways were thin as wires, transmitting long silk gloves of moonlight into starless endings. Thank you.
For more information about Vermin Apple, including details of forthcoming events, go to verminapfel.com, WURMIMAPFEL.com.